This is the sound of Carnatic music, the classical music of southern India. It's a tradition that has been handed down from generation to generation over the centuries, but along the way, some unusual instruments have taken part in the Carnatic tradition. You're hearing a little bit of the mandolin, which was sort of introduced to Carnatic music by U. Srinivas some 20 so years ago. Before him, there was the sax player, Kadri Gopalnath, introducing the sounds of the saxophone and actually making it work in the South Indian tradition. And then there was the electric violin, introduced by L. Shankar. There's a long acoustic violin tradition in the south of India, but he brought his double-neck, 10-string stereophonic violin to bear to good effect on Carnatic music. Now, the electric guitar has made the leap. I'm John Schaefer, and on this edition of New Sounds, program number 2860, we are in our performance studio with the South Indian guitarist and composer Prasanna and his ensemble, and they are going to start us off with a traditional piece of South Indian or Carnatic music called Sobhilu Saptaswara. Here, live on New Sounds, is Prasanna. Thank you. That is a live performance here in our new sound studio by the South Indian electric guitarist Prasanna with a trio of exemplary percussionists, Subramaniam playing the mridangam, which is the barrel-shaped drum, Amrit playing the kanjira, which is the tambourine-like instrument, Kartik playing the ghatam, which is the clay pot, and, of course, Prasanna playing the electric guitar. The song is called Sobhilu Saptaswara, and so, Prasanna, first of all, welcome to New Sounds.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, John.
Everything about this performance was traditional. Traditional song by the man considered to be the greatest South Indian composer, Tyagaraja. The traditional complement of percussion instruments. Mm-hmm. You played the tune straight. The only thing not traditional was the electric guitar. Why? What drove you to play the electric guitar and to play this music on it?
Well, I guess it's got something to do with my background. You know, when I look at, as hindsight, I realize that it was my childhood background which led me into this in some weird way, I guess. For example, for somebody who grew up in a traditional South Indian Brahmin community where Carnatic music is, you know, all over your house, your community, everything, as far as I was concerned, the first ever instrument that I heard someone play was the guitar. And when I was 4 years old, you know, I had a neighbor who played guitar in church. I was in a very small town called Ranipet in Tamil Nadu in India. So it got stuck in my head. Like, you know, the guitar was the first instrument that I heard, not the veena. Well, that could not have necessarily meant anything. Mm-hmm. But at the very least, I got interested in the guitar. So when I grew up to about, like, you know, 10 or so, I kept telling my dad I'd like to play the guitar and stuff. So it started kind of out of no specific passion. But yes, I started playing the guitar, and whatever I played was whatever it was. I mean, I was playing Tamil film music because that's the music that I was hearing the most. And then somebody introduced me to ABBA, Boney M, Bee Gees, and Beatles, all this like stuff which suddenly became so well known in India in the late 70s and early 80s. So kind of like guitar was always there in the spectrum of things, as at least in the audible spectrum of things for me, because the guitar is also used quite a bit in film music. So fast forward a little bit, and then my sister was learning Carnatic music, both vocal and veena. And, you know, out of curiosity, I wanted to try some of the stuff that I heard her singing and playing. And it was not because of any great passion for Carnatic music, but out of a curiosity to just explore the guitar in many ways. And maybe I was just a little bit comfortable right from the beginning. Hmm. And then my mom felt that it would be great for me to take formal lessons in Carnatic music. And that's how it all started. So,
but when you take formal lessons in Carnatic music, don't you start by singing? Isn't everything sung?
Exactly. So I learned from a singer, Thiruvarur Balasubramaniam, who happened to...
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Who happened to be teaching veena to my sister, but he was a professional singer. And obviously he had no clue about the guitar, and it took him 1 year to even agree to teach me. But I think over time he saw my interests, and he heard me play one fine day, like in my bedroom. I was playing some Carnatic raga, Shanmuga Priya or something. And he just felt, well, maybe this kid is this interested. Again, I was not interested because I was so driven by the music, but I was driven by what I could do on the guitar. Mm. And so that's how it started. And he would sing and I would reproduce on the guitar.
Now, which is the traditional way.
Yeah, which is good.
But at some point, as a teenage boy with a guitar, you must have discovered Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, you know, the great rock guitar gods.
Yeah, it came pretty soon. You know, like, I guess what happened was, like I said, I was playing Tamil film music. I was a very big fan of Ilaiyaraaja, one of the great composers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was a lot of classical Western music in his writing, and a lot of other things too. And he loved using the classical guitar and stuff. But, you know, I had, like, friends to tell me, like, you know, well, if you're looking at, like, getting attention on the guitar from girls or from whatever it is, you got to start playing like Western rock, man. You know, you can't play Tamil film music. It's like just part of like many things.
And Ilaiyaraaja isn't going to get you the girls, but Jimmy
exactly.
Page will. Is that
exactly?
What
it, okay. There you go. You got it right. So anyway, so I guess like it was the year was 1983, and suddenly like the Indian television channels opened up to start broadcasting the Grammys and all that stuff. And like I heard Michael Jackson's Beat It. it was like on TV all the time, and like that Eddie Van Halen guitar solo. Until then, I didn't even know what a distortion pedal was. I said, like, well, it doesn't sound like my acoustic guitar. I know it's electric, but it is still not a clean electric, you know. So anyway, that got me into lots of things. And in about a year or two, like, I met up with some friends who had a band, and they said, do you want to join us? I said, okay. And they were playing Deep Purple. They were playing Santana. They were playing Dire Straits. I said, okay, I'll do it. And so that's how it started. And in about 2 or 3 years, I had gone through the whole spectrum of stuff, like, you know, Led Zeppelin. I've even played covers of Kiss, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, you know, you name it.
You know. Not for your teacher, presumably.
No. But you know what? I've got an interesting story to tell you. The only time I had this Boss heavy metal pedal, which had just come out or something. I was so kicked about it. I just managed to, like, rent an electric guitar once for a gig or something, and I had a lesson with my Veena, with my teacher, Carnatic Guru. And one day I just showed him, like, you know, playing with this heavy metal distortion pedal, and he said, that's the way to play Carnatic music.
He
not
liked
clean
the distortion.
Yeah, because in his mind, it sounded like a violin. It had this continuous sustain.
Yeah.
So since then, he had always been disappointed when I played clean guitar, you know. It's bizarre.
We're speaking with Prasanna, who, along with a complement of percussionists, is performing live for us here in our studio. The next piece you're going to do is called Sri Jimmy. Is this a tribute to Jimi Hendrix?
Yes, I did a record called Electric Ganesha Land, and a lot of this tour that we're doing in the U.S. is kind of came out because of the record, and I have wonderful Carnatic musicians playing on it. All of them are Carnatic percussionists except for me. I play guitar and bass. And among this group, Karthik was the only one who was in that, but the other two guys know the material quite well. Anyway, so that record to me was like, I was not thinking of Jimmy as a style. I was thinking of Jimmy as an influence, as somebody who opened the door for electric guitar. And I think, like, through my maturation process, which is obviously going to take a whole lifetime, I realized that I have opened something of the guitar to myself. And I also realized that I'm lucky enough to have opened the doors in some way, you know, to hopefully at least a few people. And then I looked at it this way. Look what Hendrix did. And since I had this rock and roll background all through, and I kind of underplayed it for a very long time, particularly after I got into jazz, my previous record, Be the Change, was pretty much about my writing. I had clarinet, flute, blah, 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 Victor Wooten, Jeff Coffey, and all these guys. And I said, well, wait a minute. Like, why don't I, like, just... And my first non-Carnatic record, Peaceful, was, like, all about solo guitar. And, you know, usually when a guitar player does a record, it's all about guitar, right?
Right.
So I said, well, I don't want to do something all about guitar for its own sake, but it may be cool to explore it in a more looser context with traditional Indian percussion. And I believe these Indian percussionists are world-class musicians. And we in India, when we talk about world-class, we always talk about Western guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, well, these guys are as good as anybody in the world, and why don't I have a purely Indian rhythm section? So that was like the tribute to Hendrix that came to me naturally. It was not about playing Hendrix's tunes. It's about being myself, but just saying thank you to somebody who opened the doors.
And you got three John Bonhams with you. So
three John Bonhams, right. Or maybe like Elvin Jones, John Bonham, and you know, Roy Haynes or something.
Okay. So you want to do Sri Jimmy for us?
Yeah, sure.
I'm speaking with Prasanna, and the three drummers, Subramaniam, Amrit, and Kartik, everybody using single names, on the three drums, the mridangam, the kanjira, and the ghatam, respectively. Sri Jimmy is the name of this piece, live performance here in our studio on New Sounds. Tank din ta tank din ta din tank din tank din tank tank din ta tank din ta din tank din tank din tank tank din ta tank din ta din tank din tank din tank tank din ta tank din ta din tank din tank tank. That again, a live performance here in our New Sound studio by the South Indian electric guitarist and composer Prasanna. The song is called Sri Jimmy, a reference to Jimi Hendrix. And once again, Pungalam Subramaniam playing the mridangam, the barrel drum, Amrit playing the kanjira, which is the tambourine-like instrument, Karthik playing the clay pot, or ghatam. And Prasanna, you sprayed something on the guitar before both pieces that you've played already for us tonight. What is that?
It's the elixir of life for me. it's something called a finger ease. It's a lubricant. It was probably designed for heavy metal guitar players, you know, all that stuff. And I'm probably the biggest buyer of that stuff. It just like keeps the guitar reasonably lubricated, so it doesn't like, you know, crack my finger open.
Well,
or
important
something.
For you because you're sliding up and
down
I'm the strings.
Yeah, I'm sliding so much. And you know, all Carnatic string players use something to lubricate their fingers when they play. Like violin players use like talcum powder sometimes.
Right. And drummers, too, will often use talcum powder, baby powder and
yes,
things like that.
Exactly. Tabla players do.
Right.
And veena players use, like, oil and cotton and stuff. You know, I tried everything, but those things really ruin the intonation on the guitar. So this one's at least made for the guitar.
Okay.
But I got to get these guys to endorse me because I probably buy more of their products than anybody in the world.
Now, before you started playing in that piece, the three drummers did a little bit of traditional, where they chant the syllables that go with the drum strokes.
Mm-hmm.
Konakol, is that what that's
Konakol
called?
Konakol is what it's called, yeah.
So a little bit of that. And so what they were chanting is then what they were playing on when they actually started drumming, right?
Well, it's in the bridge section. But what we did was in the original, in the record, it starts like straight with the groove. But here for the live purpose, like we decided to do something nice. If you see what Karthik was chanting was basically it's like two bars of seven and like three bars of five, but polyrhythmic to that, these guys were doing a mathematical sequence which works, you know, which kind of like converges at the end of like X amount of cycles. What I thought would be cool is like normally when you hear Konakol, we hear a monochromatic sound. And because of all these other stuff that I'm into, like, you know, I was thinking it may be nice to give a little bit of an African or a Afro-Cuban polyrhythmic twist to it, because the tala sounds like a clave, you know?
So because blending the electric guitar and the Carnatic music of South India, that wasn't enough for you. You had to go and bring in the Afro-Cuban
Well, it's none of this is like, you know, an agenda or something. You know, it's just that you live your life and you take everything from around you and they come out. So I thought it'll be a cool intro to do it that way.
And it was.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, so let's take a quick break, and when we come back, a somewhat different sound, yet again, from the two pieces that we've already heard, Prasanna and these drummers performing for us here in our studio. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds, program number 2860. We're in our performance studio. The South Indian electric guitarist Prasanna is with us, along with the three percussionists that we've heard so far. And let me ask you a little bit about tuning. I have to assume that you're not playing in the standard, you know, EAG, EAD, GBE tuning.
Right,
What do you use?
I use the tuning that we use for the tambura in Carnatic music, which is just like tonics and fifths. So in my case, like I've tuned down from E to D, which is what I use for Carnatic music. I play in, like, you know, it's, like I said, it's monochromatic in a sense, like we play in the same pitch. So yeah, so I tune it down to D, and then it's D, A, D, A, D, A, D, A, D, A, so on and so forth.
So that...
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 yeah.
So you get a lot of open strings,
right.
A lot of drone effects and
yeah,
things
I mean,
like
it's,
that.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, it's not a great harmonic tuning. But there's a record like Peaceful that I did where I was just exploring this harmonically. It's so nice, you know. It's like ambiguous. You know, you don't sound like a minor triad, or you know, it's not so closed. You can open it up to a lot of things with open tunings.
But can you play a power chord?
Yeah, it is the tuning for
is,
the power chord.
The
in fact, in Sri Jimmy, if you saw like in the first solo when I was playing through clean guitar, I was actually playing these gamakas or slides over all six strings at the same time. You know, I could never do that in any other tuning.
Right. So the piece that you started us off with was a traditional South Indian work. Then
yes.
you did the kind of rock tribute piece, Sri
yeah, which
Jimmy.
Is my stuff, yeah.
Now, what's next?
Well, I thought we'll play something in between, play something a little quieter, but not so traditional, but not so out of the norm either. So this is maybe we'll play this composition of mine called Bowling for Peace, again from Electric Ganesha Land. And I'm thinking of this as like a prayer for peace and,
And bowling as the activity that gets you there?
Well, no, this is the second time I've been asked that. No. It's like, it's not exactly Columbine that I was thinking, but I was also thinking I'll tell you this story. The composition sounds a little bit like a bhajan, which is like a song that's
love
like
song,
a
yeah.
simple song yeah. that people chant, like, you know, devotional fervor mm-hmm. and stuff. So in theory, like, you know, you go with a begging bowl and like you sing the song and people like give you rice. And
oh,
you know, that's
that
you,
bowl.
So, it's that bowl.
Okay, the begging
but,
bowl.
But, you know, like I hate to like strip down all these details of my titles, but at least I can let people know that I think a lot about my titles.
All right. Let's hear the music. Prasanna is my guest, and along with the three drummers, we'll now hear a performance of Bowling for Peace live in our new sound studio. Once again, a live performance in our new sound studio from the South Indian electric guitarist Prasanna, with Pungalam Subramaniam playing the barrel drum, the mridangam, Amrit playing the tambourine or kanjira, and Kartik playing the clay pot or ghatam. All four of the musicians with us this evening on New Sounds, and playing tomorrow evening at Symphony Space, 95th Street and Broadway. That piece, Bowling for Peace, appears on your record, Electric yeah. Ganesha Land.
Yeah, Sri Jimmy and that, both of them are that. Yeah, I have to tell you, a little bit of out-of-tune guitar there. You see like what it is when it's all open strings. And when I played Sri Jimmy, I guess I bent so much. But anyway.
Well, you know, it's
part of the game, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it is. And, you know, once you get the pedals going and the distortion and everything.
No, I mean, it's like, you know, I was just making a dig at it, but... But, you know, what I meant was, like, in when you use open tunings like this, it's like you're trying to, like, get to the Carnatic idea of intonation, which is, like, you know, very different from the Western tempered situation. But at the same time, you're still playing a guitar, you know. You're just trying to find that balance at every point of time. So I had to make a lot of technical adjustments to sound, you know, good on either fronts. You know?
Wouldn't it make more sense, in a way, to either play a fretless guitar or a guitar with like a bottleneck with a slide, so that you don't have to, you're not bound to the 12 fretted, you know, the frets of the Western scale?
Well, the way I look at it is, in that sense, yes, but musically, I'm not sure if that'll work very well. Because if you look at the whole history of Carnatic music, the only instrument which is played with a bottleneck is the Chitravena, and there are very, very few people who play it.
Right.
The reason for that is how it is sung. For example, if I sing something like Mahaganapatim Mahaganapate Palaya Sumam. See, Maha is absolutely articulated like a piano. Ta ta. Mm-hmm. Ganapa is the only place which is all slide. Te slide. Palaya sumam pala, absolutely plain. You're not going to get this level of articulation and precision in on a fretless. The violin is the only exception because the articulation and precision is controlled with a bow. So, in my opinion, the fretted guitar is probably the only way to play this music accurately.
And you just need to bend the strings to get the...
Slide. I do slide.
You do
bends,
slide.
Bends don't work. Here's another example. When you sing something like Mahaganapate, you see, it's like this delicate balance between what is absolutely plain like a piano and the microtones coming in between. In contrast to, say, if I sing like the, that is a bend.
Mm. So,
ta, ta, that doesn't sound like a bend. Ta, see, it's all lateral compared to ta. So, in short, in Carnatic music, we never bend.
So in, it's all in, sliding up and
right,
down.
In Hindustani music, sitar players, sarod players, all of them bend. The veena bends a little bit because of its scallop nature of the mm-hmm. fretboard, but it's a little bit of a combination between a bend and a slide. And the veena is the only case where the instrumental... there are some allowances that are made for the instrument. Other than that, everything is vocal-based. Yeah. So, anyway.
Well, somehow you have made this work on the electric guitar and clearly having a lot of fun doing it as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, yeah.
Well, Prasanna, it's been great having you and the rest of the guys here in the studio playing for us. Good luck with the record and the tour, and thank you so much.
Thank you, John, for having us. It's a pleasure being here, and thank you, the listeners, for tuning in, and yeah.
We'll have more music in just a moment. You're listening to New Sounds. If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, it'll tell you what we're hearing and where you can find some of this music. All you need to do is check us out online or write to us. Our email address is newsounds@wnyc.org and ask for playlist number or program number 2860. Or you can find the playlists and the audio archives for this and all the other New Sounds programs on the New Sounds page of our website at WNYC.org, where you can also find some select podcasts and a place to leave comments. Always glad to hear from you. Check us out online at WNYC.org. We've been listening so far in this edition of New Sounds to this unusual collision of cultures, the Western electric guitar and the Carnatic music of southern India. Earlier today on Soundcheck, one of my guests was the sax player Rudrish Mahanthappa, who lives in Brooklyn, a jazz sax player. But he, too, has gone back to his South Indian roots and done some explorations of crossover music with southern India. And by the way, you can hear our conversation. The audio archive of today's Soundcheck is on the website at WNYC.org. What we'll hear next is a hybrid of South Indian sax playing, courtesy of Kadri Gopalnath, who introduced the instrument to South Indian music some 30 or 40 years ago, and the much younger American jazz sax player Rudrish Mahanthappa. As the name implies, Rudrish is of South Indian ancestry himself, although he's raised here in the States. But coming together like this with their respective bands, they have put together quite a convincing blend of these two very different traditions. The album is called Kinsmen, from Rudrish Mahanthappa and Kadri Gopalnath on New Sounds. East Meets West in this album by the American jazz sax player Rudrish Mahanthappa, who is of South Indian ancestry, and the South Indian sax player Kadri Gopalnath. From their collaborative record called Kinsmen, this piece is called Convergence. And we've been listening to some music that blends the sounds of Western instruments, the electric guitar earlier, the saxophone here, with the Carnatic, the classical tradition of Southern India. I'm John Schaefer. My thanks to our engineer tonight, Irene Trudell. Thank you for being with us as well for this edition of New Sounds.